Powerful family, welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is Christ is the Rock, and the Bible reference is from Matthew 16, verse 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The Lord Jesus made a remarkable statement in our theme scripture above in response to Peter's amazing revelatory insight about the Master's identity as the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Many have misconstrued what the Master meant when he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Some have speculated that Jesus was referring to Peter's revelation about Jesus being the Christ, but no. He wasn't referring to Peter's revelation. The Master was succinct in his communication. He didn't say, "Peter, upon the revelation that I'm the Christ, will I build my church?" Rather, what he said in essence was, "I will build my church on Christ. Christ is the rock." To further clarify this, it's important to follow and understand certain prophetic nonsense in the Bible. For example, in Matthew 22:41-46, Jesus asked the Pharisees about the understanding of the Messiah, and they replied that Christ was the son of David. Then he asked them, if the Messiah was the son of David, how come David addressed him as Lord? And then he quoted what David said in Psalm 110, verse 1. "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies my footstool." When you read several other portions of the scriptures, you observe where David referred to the Lord as the rock. In 2 Samuel 22, verse 1, for example, he spoke to the Lord, expressing gratitude to the deliverance from all his enemies, including Saul. He declared, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." 2 Samuel 22, verse 2. In Psalm 18, verse 2, he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength." In the 46th verse, he continues, "The Lord lives, blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted." Psalm 18, verse 46. In essence, Christ is the foundation of the church. He is the rock. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4 states clearly, "And that rock was Christ." The church is not built on Peter's revelation. It stands unshakable on the rock, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor is explaining to us that some people explain Christ being the church as when Peter revealed, when Christ asked, "Who do people say I am?" and Peter revealed that you are the Christ. Then they say that because Peter revealed, that's why Christ now thought about it and said, "Then I will build my church." No, he's saying that Christ is the rock, and on that rock will he build his church. So it was already something that was bound to happen. It didn't happen because of Peter's revelation. He has, before we knew him, I am. So he went further to explain to us when the Pharisees explained that he is the son of David. So David came before the Lord. He explained with verses that there were verses where David declared the Lord as his deliverer and his savior, where David addressed the Lord. So if David were the father of Christ, how did Christ exist? To show you that Christ pre-existed before David or any human. So he was there before any human. So that's the explanation Pastor is giving to us this morning. Christ is the rock. Hallelujah. For further study, take Psalm 18, verse 31, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4, and Psalm 18, verse 2. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Judges chapter 7 to 8, and Luke 12, 1 to 21. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 114, verse 115, and Romans 8, 29 to 39. Hallelujah. Can you take the prayer after me? Dear Father, I thank you for the revelation that the church is built on Christ, the solid rock. I stand firm on this foundation, anchored in Christ, unchanging, unmovable, unshakable, resolute, firm, constant, and unwavering truth. The church is marching on. making progress, establishing your will in the earth and the hearts of men. In Jesus' name, amen. Christ is the rock. Love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.